KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 36. Could be some patchy fog out there. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, March the 30th. News sponsored by Chickasha Monument Company, the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. Could be some patchy fog till about mid-morning. Then we should see sunshine today with a high about 67. Oklahoma teachers still plan on walking out of classes despite the governor signing a measure to increase teacher pay. The story part of today's Cool News.
Honor a life well lived. Remember those well loved with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923. We have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Even though Governor Mary Fallon has signed a bill to give Oklahoma teachers their largest pay raise ever, many teachers still plan on walking out of classrooms next week to show continued support for public education overall. The governor signed a $474 million tax hike plan yesterday, calling it an historic day. She said the plan moves teacher salaries from lowest in the region to second highest. The pay hikes go into effect later this year. A statement from the Oklahoma Education Association still calling on its members to walk out of class on Monday in order to attend a rally at the state capitol. A press release indicates the teachers union had hoped to avoid a walkout, but say what looked to be a positive step forward and a historic down payment on children's future now hangs in the balance as the legislature dismantles some of the funding needed to solve the crisis they created in the first place. There's still not been any official word that Chickasha schools will be closed, although Interim Superintendent Jack Heron said the district would support teachers and indicated classes could be shut down all next week. For the last 2.5 months, groups of high school students across the state have been building and programming robots in preparation for competitions this spring, and they are taking part in the internationally known FIRST Robotics Competition. The Cockadoodle Dominators from Chickasha High School, among dozens of teams in Oklahoma City this weekend, taking part in a regional competition there at the Cox Convention Center. Brandon Willis is the instructor. He said the team had a good day in the practice round yesterday. Qualifying rounds begin this morning, which you can see live online on the website twitch.tv. Their team number is 3931. By the way, the robotics teams in Chickasha schools picked up some grants from Public Service Company of Oklahoma recently, PSO, contributing a total of $1,600 to the high school robotics team, as well as the Lincoln School Lego Robotics Program. More cool news coming right up.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
Let's find out who's doing some exceptional work in the Chickasha Public School District. Our Dennis Lynam has his weekly feature.
Our Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week is Bill Wallace Elementary School kindergarten teacher Kim Cox. Kim is a graduate from USAO, taught for 12 years, and has been awarded over 32 grants to help teach our children. Principal Trissa Meek says Kim is
always thinking outside the box to help her students achieve their goals. Whenever it involves making a classroom with spider webs, hatching eggs, or just letting her children visit with an actual soldier. She enjoys the challenges of providing hands-on learning to all of her kindergartens. It does not matter what level they enter her classroom, they are going to exit being successful.
When you see Kim Cox today, congratulate her for being selected as Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week.
Thanks, Dennis, and you can see a photograph of Kim on our website and our Facebook page. Some of the top cattle that were shown at the Oklahoma Youth Expo earlier this month will take to the show ring in Chickasha tomorrow, competing for a lot of cash. It's the first ever Oklahoma Slick Shear Expo, a one-day event at the Grady County Fairgrounds. About 90 animals have been pre-entered, about 120 entries overall expected. They'll compete for a $5,000 top prize. Angus, Hereford, Shorthorn, and Crosses all will be shown. The event paying out a total of $15,000 to the top 15 steers. Steers had to have been nominated for OYE to compete. Weigh-in is this afternoon. The show gets underway at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tom Farrer of Indiana is the judge. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down yesterday, but up for the third straight quarter to $64.94 a barrel. London-based Brent crude went back over $70 yesterday to $70.27. Natural gas up yesterday, but down for the first quarter of the year to $2.73 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,329. Silver, $16.34. Our weather forecast calling for some patchy fog till about mid-morning. Then we'll have mostly sunny skies today with a high about 67. Downtown Chickasha, it's fair and 37. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
If you're looking for a home health care company to help with a family member or loved one, your search ends right now. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare is a locally owned and operated company serving the Grady and Caddo County region. Rhonda Wallace has provided home health care services for more than 15 years. Rhonda and her team of certified home health aides are devoted to helping their clients, providing homemaker and companion care, and helping them lead a comfortable life in their own homes. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is a private duty company and works with trust accounts, accepts Veterans Administration benefits, long-term care, and workers' comp insurance. And when you call, you'll get a real local person who answers the phone, not an out-of-state answering service. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
In sports, checking high school baseball yesterday over at the I-40 Classic in Weatherford, the Fighting Chicks losing their opening game to Lowkey Bicycles 9-4. Chickasha to play Weatherford today. Lowkey Bicycles advances to play Tecumseh in the championship. At Clinton, Anadarko lost their opening round game to Clinton 10-6. Anadarko plays Shattuck today. CHS boys golf team had a couple of top 10 placers at the Fort Cobb Invitational this week. Luke Sin was fourth with his 84. Rylan Burrows was 10th with his 88. USAO's baseball team sweeps a Sooner Athletic Conference doubleheader at Wayland Baptist yesterday. Daniel LaFarga and Colton Horner both went yard in Game 1 in a 9-5 win. Tucker White, the winning pitcher, giving up 5 runs on 7 hits, struck out 6, walked 1 in 5 and a third. Horner also homered in Game 2, as did P.J. Garcia, as the Drovers won 8-6. Francis Ventura, the winning pitcher, giving up 6 runs on 9 hits, struck out 6, didn't walk anybody in 5 innings. The 8th-ranked Drovers remain atop the Sooner Athletic Conference standings with a half-game lead over Oklahoma City University. The Drovers wrap up their series at Wayland Baptist this afternoon. The Pioneers ranked number 23 in the country. The 2nd-ranked Drover softball team scored a couple of run rule victories over Southwestern Christian at Bill Smith Ballpark yesterday. Emily Cerny tossed a no-hitter in a 10-0 win in the opener. She struck out 8 and walked only 1. NAIA National Player of the Week, Chloe Clifton, had 6 RBI in the game with the bases-clearing triple and a bases-clearing double. Jordan Dethridge threw a 2-hit shutout in an 8-0 win in Game 2, striking out 2, walking 1. Randa Hatter had 2 hits with 2 RBI. Darcy Chester, 2 hits with an RBI. Clifton was 2 for 3. The Drovers lead the conference with a 15-1 record, and the two teams play another doubleheader today at Bethany. Oklahoma City Thunder dropping a four-point decision at San Antonio last night, 103-99. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Chickasha Monument Company.